can this be love?
I think that I found the love of my life.
Or is someone playing games?
This is the biggest game of your lives.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Monday, July 19th. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies, but first, your entertainment headlines. Filming on Bridgerton has halted indefinitely after someone on set tested positive for COVID-19 for the second time this week. The Netflix romance series is currently in production on its second season in the UK. A representative for Netflix confirmed the production shutdown to EW, but declined to comment further. It's unclear whether an actor or a member of the crew has tested positive for the virus. French filmmaker Julia Ducournau has made history for women at the 2021 Cannes Film Festival. The Raw director's latest film, Titan, about a serial killer impregnated by a car, won the prestigious Palme d'Or prize over the weekend. The 37-year-old's feat marks only the second time in history that a woman director has won one of global cinema's most esteemed prizes, and the first time a woman has won the prize on her own. Acclaimed director Jane Campion became the first woman to win the Palme d'Or for her 1993 film The Piano, though she shared the prize in a tie with Chen Cage and his Farewell, My Concubine. Robert Downey Jr. is heading back to the small screen in a big way. The erstwhile Iron Man will co-star in a TV adaptation of Viet Tan Nguyen's Pulitzer Prize-winning novel The Sympathizer at HBO. The series will mark Downey's return to television after two decades, being his first regular TV role since Ally McBeal ended in 2002. Downey will play multiple supporting roles in The Sympathizer as various antagonists, including, according to a press release, an up-and-coming Orange County congressman, a CIA agent, and a Hollywood film director, among others. Casting is currently underway for the lead role. Jamila Jamil has found another forking good place in life, learning how to kick butt in the MCU. The actress has been rumored to be a part of Marvel's She-Hulk television series cast, and in her first ever TikTok, she confirmed her involvement in the show and MCU's Phase 4, showing her learning fight choreography. In the opening slate of the TikTok, she wrote, "I can't believe I get to say this, but... ... which she followed up with, "Fighting my way through the MCU, coming to you in 2022, in another slate after the combat practice. To read more on those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com. Now, time to get down and dirty with today's number three pick, Dirty Rotten Cleaners. The new A&E series follows extreme cleaners facing the filth of Florida, with teams tackling jaw-dropping messes, mold, bacteria, and even biohazards. The first episode introduces Missy and her team at American Family BioClean, who battle bugs and piles of trash to clean a home and create a safe space for a client's sick wife to come home to. Meanwhile, Python and Margaret at Amanda's cleaning service unseal a Cold War bunker that's gonna need an atomic cleaning if it is ever to be used again. And that is a rousing start to a show if we've ever seen one. Here's a quick preview.
Let's get to work.
We have no idea what we're about to walk into.
There's no crying and cleaning.
This place could literally kill them.
I was a professional wrestler. Nothing compares to doing this cleaning.
Let this show be your latest distraction from cleaning your own home. Dirty Rotten Cleaners premieres tonight at 10 on A&E. Each week, starting now until the Emmy Awards on September 19th, we'll be bringing you a special segment here on What to Watch, all about the state of the race and nominees. We're kicking things off with a bit of our awardist podcast, where EW critic Kristen Baldwin and I chat about the best comedy and supporting comedy actress race on this week's episode, which is new today. Our guest is Ted Lasso star Hannah Waddingham, who plays AFC Richmond owner Rebecca Welton. Among the many topics they covered, including that incredible karaoke scene where she sang Frozen's Let It Go, and the relationship between Rebecca and Keeley, played by Juno Temple, Hannah explains how she essentially wished this role into existence.
Before you got the show, I read that you were looking to find a project that would allow you to stay in London, closer to your family. How surprising was it when a comedy starring American star Jason Sudeikis came your way?
Well, the weirdest thing about it was when I went and did the chemistry read, I still didn't know enough about it to know that it was where it was actually going to be shot. I thought, well, there's every chance because of Jason and his kids, maybe they'll shoot it nearer there. And I said, so where is it actually being shot? And he went, Richmond. And I went, what? Richmond in Surrey? 20 minutes from my house, that Richmond. And then I was like, the bit was between my teeth, and I was like, I am having this part. Honestly, this is no word of a lie. About 9 months or a year previously, I'd been having a bit of a crappy time, and I went and stood out in my garden, and I thanked the universe for everything that I have in my life so far. And I said, but if I could bother you for something that would really help me out a lot as a single mom, if there's any way I could be so particular, I mean, literally almost verbatim, I was like, could I have something that means I can play several different things in one scene and that doesn't always show that really tall women are harridans and vile and aggressive and horrible? Something maybe that's funny and something that I could pour my heart into and something that will look after me and my little girl in real life. Thank you very much. And then, da-da-da!
So you manifested.
Ask the universe and you shall receive.
You absolutely manifested this show.
I did. I should have done some kind of dance.
Wow. I mean, that's a scary power to have. Good for you.
I mean, it was crazy. I've never done it so much and meant it so much and been so specific. And
it worked.
I mean, maybe it was a fluke, but who knows?
I prefer to believe that you made it happen.
Well, I do hope you'll join us for that episode of the Awardist Podcast today, available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. Their conversation, I gotta say, it is an absolute delight, and Hannah could not be more lovely. And if you haven't watched it already, or maybe you want to again, now might be a good time to binge season one of Ted Lasso on Apple TV Plus before season two debuts this Friday. We'll have more on that then.
Number two.
Now, let's get back to today's picks with our rosy number two, The Bachelorette. It's already week 7 for Katie Thurston's season, which, coincidentally, is the same number of men left vying for her heart. With hometown dates looming, Brandon and Mike are feeling the pressure to get a one-on-one date, as they're the only two who haven't had solo time yet with Katie. Will she choose one of them to join her for a romantic recreation of her beloved hometown? Also this week, 4 men join the Bachelorette on an artistic exploration inspired by New Mexico's own Georgia O'Keeffe. Well, we really hope body painting is not involved. And Katie is faced with the hardest rose ceremony thus far, finding herself second-guessing her decision. Here's a clip from the episode.
I wanted to check on you and see how you're feeling. Hometowns are coming up.
Yeah.
Do you feel like that's something that you are ready for?
It's scary for me with opening my heart again.
Given your entire situation with James and Laura, and those are things I respect and understand, mm-hmm. and I would never want to force us into something we weren't ready for.
Yeah.
What I'm looking for ultimately is to be in love.
Yeah.
And that's the bigger picture. Everything else will fall into place when it's meant to fall into place.
I can assure you that, like, no one can love you like I can. I had so many questions, and she answered them right off the bat with one simple answer. We will figure it out. Love is the only thing that matters.
Gotta say, we wouldn't wanna be choosing between these guys, but that's why we're not the Bachelorette. Tune in to ABC at 8 p.m. to see how it all goes down.
Trivia.
It's trivia time. Let's see how well you know the current Bachelorette. Which sport did Katie Thurston play in high school? Tennis, volleyball, or water polo? Stick around for the answer and our number one pick. What to Watch will be right back.
Oso.
No one. Be
more about gel coat.
When the fourth round would.
Don't you call in the.
Don't touch that dial. That's right, we're still calling it a dial here, because it's Emmy season on the awardist. With the dazzling Oscar season behind us, we are now turning our attention to smaller screens to track which shows are headed to the podium and which shows stopped us in our tracks. Join me, Jared Hall, Entertainment Weekly's executive editor, as well as EW's TV-obsessed staffers every Thursday starting April 4th as we share our opinionated hot takes and insight into the Emmys race. The awardist will get behind the scenes with the creators and stars themselves during in-depth, can't-miss interviews. Follow the long road to the Emmys with the awardist podcast Thursday starting April 4th on your favorite podcast platform, and be sure to check out more Emmys coverage at ew.com/awardist.
Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. This week in entertainment history, Mad Men premiered on AMC 14 years ago today, on July 19th, 2007. Starring John Hamm as the enigmatic ad executive Don Draper, the show follows Don, his co-workers, and his family through the changing culture of the 1960s. Mad Men quickly became one of the most acclaimed TV shows in history, winning 4 straight Emmys for Outstanding Drama Series. In 2019, EW TV critics Kristen Baldwin and Darren Franich both ranked the series among the best TV shows of the 2010s decade, with Darren placing it at number one. As Kristen wrote, Mad Men was the best type of prestige TV, the kind that could launch memes both uproarious and empowering, while also piercing our hearts with its keenly moving depiction of the human struggle. The series is currently available to stream on IMDb TV and AMC+. And now, time to head into the end zone with our number one pick, All-American, which wraps up its third season tonight on the CW. As the finale begins, things in Spencer's life seem to be going right. He's back together with Olivia, finally. But everything changes when Billy learns what Spencer's been keeping from him. Meanwhile, Layla grows worried about her quote-unquote friend, Carrie, and is determined to help her. Here's a clip from the finale.
Who are you rooting for?
Between Crenshaw and Beverly?
Mm-hmm.
What? Can't I root for both teams?
No. No, you gotta pick a side.
You can't make me choose between my school and my brother against my dad and my...
Can't even say it.
My boyfriend. Happy?
Yes. I just like hearing it out loud.
Does it feel weird to you? Like putting a label on it like that?
Oh, now it kind of does.
Okay. Well, that's not what I meant. It's not us being together. It's just, I don't know. There's just been such a crazy buildup with us that until everyone knows, it just doesn't seem real.
That's why I called Layla. I didn't want to hear it about us from somebody else.
How'd it go?
I will let you know when she calls me back. Unless that Carrie girl gets the message first and deletes it.
That's not ominous at all. Elsewhere this week, Jordan and Asher get some unexpected news neither of them were expecting, and Coop is ready to head out on tour, but is disappointed when no one from her team can accompany her, and she gets more than she was anticipating. Where will we leave everyone as the season ends? Well, you gotta tune in to All American at 8 p.m. on the CW to find out.
Trivia.
And lastly today, the answer to our trivia question. Which sport did Bachelorette Katie Thurston play in high school? Tennis, volleyball, or water polo? Let's serve up the answer. It's volleyball. Thurston played the libero position on her high school volleyball team and apparently is still a formidable player. She showed off her skills in an Instagram video back in September. Well, that is going to do it for today's episode. We'll have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Senior TV Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day.
What to Watch.
Today's episode of What to Watch was written by Tyler Aquilina, edited and produced by Joshua Heller, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Shane and Naomi Crockmall and Carly Usden.